Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going to start out tonight with your two psychics, the two Scorpios, Ryan and Jethro. Ryan, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Dad. How are you doing?
Doing really great. I am sitting here tonight. We're going to be talking later with our guest, Elizabeth Cosmos, who's the writer of Amadeus, which means to love God. She has worked with some shamans and worked with some spiritual energy, and tonight we're talking about energy. Ryan, I really think this is right up your alley. Remember how when through the years with you and working with what we used to have was a wand and you worked with the fluoride, it brought back memories tonight, realizing with healing the energy, some of the involvement we're going to have tonight. I'm just really glad to see you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Great. So tell some of the audience a little bit about who you are and introduce yourself so they all know who you are, and I'll introduce myself, and we'll start out with the Psychics Gone Wild Fun Night.
Well, my name is Ryan Smith, son of Jethro Smith. I've been around readings and watching the energies and learned how to fluctuate my energy for good my whole life, and had some pretty amazing psychics throughout my whole life and learned a lot from the best.
A lot. And Ryan's a little modest. When Ryan was born, it was a very good gift, very much a present to me, and born on my birthday. And I love what he said there about being around this way in lifestyle. We have a lot of people that have asked with being raised around this. You know, Ryan, one of the questions I get asked a lot still, even though you're older and how you're raising your children, is this the correct way? And how do you think it's affected you being raised by a psychic and being in the metaphysical and being around psychic fairs and people who believe in this?
Well, it's not really a religion. It's more of you want to see the good. And when you choose the path of the good, you want to focus all your energy on protecting and loving and caring your fellow neighbor and helping them out any way you can. That's the what.
I feel like the energy, as we were talking here too, is that, you know, I remember back on we were talking about raising a ball's energy or raising a cycle. We always shed energy, and I've recently, you know, we talk old school, me and you, Ryan, a lot, and, you know, it's how we were trained and how working with this energy has always been one of the biggest, strongest tasks of it is doing some work that me and Dina were talking about yesterday, and that was healing energy. And when you're putting out healing energy and doing vibration, what me and Ryan are talking about is the main, just straight white energy. You're raising white energy and you're putting it together to do different systems and work. Those of you who are working with your clients or your willing people who are wanting to have healing work done, I always suggest that you make sure that you are working with that person on different colors and different energies so that they're comfortable. And Ryan, I want you to kind of, if you'd willingly let go through it for the audience and the people that are listening, and explain to them how you, if someone were to come to you and they want healing, they don't want to actually have a reading, but they want you to raise healing energy for them, and they're coming to your space and work, what would you do to go about preparing, and how would you give them healing energy if you could?
Well, first, I'd probably ask them, do they want me to use protection healing, or do they want to be healed, like, spiritually? Like, there's different ways. Like, I could heal them to where they won't get attacked by other people and stuff will roll off their back and have their protection of who they are, the shield raised, and then you can also do, like, healing, like Reiki, where you put your white light energy, and you focus it into your hands, and then you just, like, lightly glide over them. One of the things I always thought was cool is using white sage and using raising energy and putting around the good energy around someone so that they have good luck and better themselves.
Very good. Very much so. You know, and one of the things that, you know, as you just brought in there, Ryan, is that protection energy. And I'm glad you put that in there. Those of you who are students, see, Ryan, automatically, this is all the years of teaching and working with it. And one of the fun things is that when you're raising that energy, you start, like you said there, make sure you're putting that round circle of energy and you're focused, you're putting that there. I'm going to work a little bit with those of you who've called in on the manifesting. This is the same purpose. Always start with white energy. Raise the energy. Visualize it into a round energy in front of you. Step into that energy, whether you've got a pyramid or a ball. Make that, they call this your shielding, your ball energy. You step into it. So you're raising it a point. So if you're doing energy and you're working with putting out some positive, if you want abundance, success, you would take and do this with the magical color. And one of them, you know, the magical color is orange. You take orange, which is it's a very warm, charming feeling color of it. So visualize that. Now, I've had a lot of years through people, you know, go, well, what is that? Just think of it in your stomach and that feeling is, what do you feel is warm and charming? The positive of the sun. Now, obviously, you've got to find that mixture. If this color resonates and you get the positive feeling where you feel that, you raise that, and then you put yourself into that. Optimism is the word for abundance. That's why you hear, the more you believe, the more you achieve. You hear all these positive work. So what you're mentally doing is you're raising your vibration to that mental of it. And Ryan, you know, as Ryan was just saying with someone he was healing, if we were working on healing with someone, now there's the other part. Instead of the manifesting, the orange would work the same way. You would look at this and say, okay, this would be someone to bring more energy in, even to bring into them celebration. Obviously, orange works with a person who has an aversion to orange. You know, maybe if you've got something to it, you may have suppressed success feelings. So let's say when someone's doing this, and I know we're getting a little dull for those of you, I can hear you guys already changing the channel, but if you're working with a client, always know that when we're working with color energy, whatever they have, an energy to it. If you automatically have someone welcoming orange, then they're pretty open in their orange chakra and they like sex. So, you know, it's kind of a joke tonight. I want all of you to go out and ask that person you're dating or you're with, do you like orange? And look at their face, because this is body language reading. You guys talk a lot about what we read with energy. Read a person's face, because if you say the word, which is a color, all of us resonate. Same example with yellow and red, and we'll go into those tonight a little bit more with the colors as we're talking here. But we're on sex energy right now with orange. Ryan, Can you help iterate here a little bit? If you were working with someone and they needed to have a manifesting and you raised orange energy and they're in the ball, what would you go and do now with them in the energy?
I would try and make the energy go to the chakra points and have them absorb the energy that I'm trying to give them and have them turn it into their own energy and let them use it, let their chakras and their guides and their totems help them guide where the chakra needs to go.
Very good, very true, and very accurate. And as we were talking about raising that energy and putting that vibration into the person, you would also be strengthening up, and you'd be making sure that everything was there in the vibration. You know, we're going to be, those of you who tuned in tonight, hang on, because we've got a phenomenal guest who's coming a little bit later, and this is with the International Association of Amadeus, LLC, and it's Elizabeth Cosmos, the writer of the book Amadeus, which is a really excellent healing method. And those of you who are listening in, we've got a lot of you guys coming in, the room's feeling. Me and Ryan are putting out positive energy and discussing healing with energies, and we're talking old school. So I know a lot of you new age are going to have your beliefs, and that's fair. We're fair with it. But you know what we give? Take what you can from it. We were just talking about color energy, and Ryan was very correct in that. Okay, Ryan, you've got this person. We've raised the energy. You're sending them energy, and we're talking orange energy because that's the color that came up. Of all the colors I could pick, that's what I just pulled out of there, and that's what we're working with. But you know, we both know that's the sexual energy. So this client begins to become very overly zealous. They become very aroused. They are becoming overly energized to the point that their orange is there, and you can always tell with a person when their chakras become too large or heavy, they will look awkward. Physically, as you're working with your clients, you will see their face begin to change, pleasant or unpleasant changes. We want to always help the person. What do you do now, Ryan, with this person that you're working with that you're sending the orange energy?
Well, if it's looking like it's becoming too much, you want to redirect the orange and since it's your energy, you want to help change it to another color to help them, the color they need, like if they need success or something. You want to change the color and help and put it in a positive reinforcement of the other thing that they want. And you got to sit down and make sure they know what they want in the energy and make that orange go into more, because you always want your client to be happy and you don't want it to be the discomfort or the pain or the displeasure on their face. I'm not into it for that. I like making people happy. So you want to make that, you don't want to give them too much at too much too fast. You want to work it through all the chakras, and you want to make sure they get precise amounts.
Very right. Very excellent, Ryan. Very correct. You've all these years, you did listen to your dad and your friends and family and people who've worked with you with psychic healing. Because actually, as you're Ryan, what Ryan was saying, you do with the colors. Now, okay, we're working with this person, and they are in the orange, which we're talking about. Obviously, as we're going through the energies, you know, the old method we used to call it was the elevator. The minute the person starts to go with the energy and you're sending energy, you go back down. So you would go back to the red, and you would start with that color. And we all know red is survival energy and strength and energy. And it's true. When people say they see red, if you're very, very red, you're usually angered. You have energies there. And I want you guys all to kind of, that are taking this with us and enjoying the night with Psyche's Gone Wild, we will get to you on the phone, 773-897-6461. We got a lot of you guys going, whoa, and we love that. And the topic we will do is we will give you a little bit of an answer. But as we're going into the metaphysical, what we love here and we've been doing is to give you guys a variety. You listen in and you hear every people's readings, and it is good to know that we know what we're doing. But we want you to be more stronger. We want you to help. So what we're talking here is you guys are going back into the lessons of it. You're doing this energy. You're sitting there. You're raising your positive. Ryan's working with his client who's got too much orange energy. They become very sexually over-aroused, and they become awkward. And Ryan just said to change the color. So now I give you guys a clue there that we would take it, they call the elevator, you go back to your bottom floor always. You don't go up. Your first reaction is you'd want to go back. Please don't. Whenever your client starts to overreact in your healing, stop and always go to the first red chakra. Go back to the basement floor. Go to the starting of the red. Okay, Ryan, you're sending them red energy. Now, describe to everybody what you would be doing and how you're sending it to them, you're visualizing it, and explain a little bit to those new people, please.
Well, first, I'd be sitting in front of them, like I do. I'd be sitting in front of them with my hands out, pushing my energy to the spots they need, I would elevate my left hand towards their hand and focus my energy going down and start going from the down to the feet and then get the ground base and then, like the elevators, keep going down and go back up and slowly make sure that they're getting comfortable and pull back if you're putting out too much energy and just visualize the shield going around them and the success and the what they want in life is going to, the energy that's going to be following them to help them, guide them in this life.
And excellent. And now this is excellent. Ryan's right on with it. And we all know red. If you think of red and you feel with the energy, let's do a little more basics of this root chakra. And that color you're sitting would bring warmth, energy. This is the base core. A lot of shaman and metaphysical work with the base core. Here's where the core is. It's red energy. It's the vibration of it. As you're going into this, this is working with the courage, the willpower, the determination. And if they all of a sudden you have this person that's, like I said, hot-tempered, egocentric is also a person that's got too much red aversion. You know, if you have difficulties with people, such as characteristics can also be this. Rejection of your own assertiveness, you know, hidden fears. If you have someone who starts to react to these, you know when you never should treat a cancer with red, because the color will stimulate cell growth. Because think about this. This is energy. This is going with it. Ryan, you've got your person, and they're doing the opposite of these things. They're becoming withdrawn. You notice that they start to cross their arms and hands. What would you do at this point?
I would calmly talk to them and ask them what is starting to feel wrong and open up to them and ask their guides for the help and guidance to help their help the person off in their life, depending on which client's for.
Very good, very good. And so you see what he said there. Now he's getting them to relax. He's getting them to open. We always do the old thing. Go back to the ground floor. Use the elevator. So you do that with the red again. Then you start to raise up the elevator. We would go back to the orange. Your client is happy with the orange. They're really excited with the orange. You go to the next chakra, which you go to the third chakra, the yellow. Ryan, you start to give them yellow energy, and you become very cold. The room begins to chill. You're feeling the chill in the area. What would you do at this point?
I started feeling chill in the air. I'd go back down to the orange and then slightly work my way back up to the yellow until it started to feel like a nice comfort. You don't want to be cold or too hot when you're doing energies because you're doing it. You're either not putting enough in or you're putting too much in.
Correct, and it's a good thing you just explained. Whenever you feel it, think of it this way. And the way I was taught is you look down at the red's your furnace. So you go back down, you put some more energy in there, you put the coal into the red, you go into that, you put some more time, as Ryan said, you go into the orange. Now you're up into the yellow again, and this yellow, the color there to do the healing, always helps strengthen the nerves and the mind. It will awaken mental inspiration and stimulates higher mentality. You know, this is an excellent color for those who are nervous and nervous-related ailments with the yellow. And you do dark yellow to soothe the nerves and shooting pains. So, Ryan, you're putting yellow towards this person, and you notice that they start to really, it's like there's energy going in here. This color also works with scar tissue and healing itself. Those of you who know this and working with it, with a person, Ryan, you see this person is becoming very positive. You see their face is showing the energy. They're actually a little bit giddy. There's emotions going on across their face. You see that they're very, much going into it. What do you do next?
Have them explain what their feelings are and talk to them. Make sure you keep a conversation going so that you know how you're doing and if it's too much or if they're like too much expression, like if their face is making too much at one time, you always want to tone it down, because if you always send too much, you could like overpower them and you don't want that. You want to be there for help.
Very true. Very good. And you've got them doing this. Ryan's went through this point. They're going to it. He's raising the energy. He's going up the elevator now. And the person he's talked to, where he would obviously, as you've all heard us say, you go back to the basement. So we start again. You start with the red now. You start with the orange. You add the yellow, which they just did fine. You go on to the next chakra now because you built your building blocks on it. They're now into the green chakra. You're sending energy, Ryan. The person is working with you. Those who've always listened to my classes know that the green chakra, and we work with a lot in all of our toning, all of our other work, the green chakra is your main balancing chakra. It's located with your heart. It does the same things as your heart does to your system. The green is the color of nature and earth, obviously. It does balance and not only possess a soothing influence on the body and mind, it is it can be used about any condition, like in the need of healing with colors. It's also, one thing about green, and it works a lot, is the balancing. People will balance a lot. You know, one of the things that we work with green is it affects the blood pressure, obviously with the heart, the conditions of the heart, obviously, and moderating the soothing effects you will see with green. You're putting in green. You know, it's another one that also stimulates, it does inner peace, and it also strengthens the nervous system. One of the great things that we used to remember practice, Ryan, when you were younger, is we would sit and practice with some of our nervous, uptight family, sending them green. You know, it's a really good way to chill them out. It's also a good way for those of you who know when we want to put someone to sleep, you keep mentally doing green, green, and they're going to get the heart energy going. And if they have everything going, they're going to want to go night-night. You know, it's like just a little bit of idea you've got. Now, if the person looks lime green, that means they're greedy, and they may be also very jealous. Lime green, if you see that or sense that, those of you, the students that I'm opening with the sixth eye, watch these colors, as we've said, but you know the basics. These are all positive. Ryan, go from here now. You're healing the person, and you're sending them green into the heart chakra. Work with me here of what you would do with this person at this point when you're working with their heart chakra.
Well, if I was working, when I got to the fourth floor with the heart chakra, I would slowly, because it's, like you said, it pumps to all the rest, so you want to slowly make sure you're not pumping to the floors you're not ready for yet, and you want to slowly be able to build up your mentality to work your way up. You want to make sure that your energy levels ain't shooting out and you have control, and you're working to balance, because it's going to keep the balance. You want to always make sure it's balanced, because you don't want to send one too much and then the next one get not enough, and then you don't want to unbalance them.
Very good, very true. And you've got this balanced. You feel the energy. At this point, you begin to feel where you're as a healer, your body's starting to become achy, and you're starting to pick up what this person is doing, what this person's going through, and you're not only feeling this as an empathetic healer, you're beginning to take this energy. You're beginning to feel their aches and pains and what they had brought up earlier. What do you do at this point, Ryan?
I would go back down to the ground floor, take a minute, shake it off, take out the bad energy, and make sure that you are focused not on yourself, but on focusing on healing them. And then work your way back up from the ground to the with the red, the yellow, and then go back to the green, and slowly work your way back.
Very good. And those of you who are advanced, and I will be going later, we will be doing some sound healing, so to stay tuned to Psychics Gone Wild. We'll be giving you a little bit of that as we go into later Psychic Winning Connection. We will be working with, okay, Ryan, you're got their heart going. We go back, like you said, to the basement. We start back with the red. He's putting in the red. He's putting in the orange. He's putting in the yellow. He's now up to the green. He put in the green. We go on to the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, and that is the blue color, all of you know. And Ryan, you're putting in that energy, and you begin to, like you said, you're putting the energy there. You've shed off some of the other energy. He's not letting this energy stay to him. As a healer, you guys have got to remember, you've got to always keep that wall. A lot of times, I know of healers who will do a plexiglass or visualize energy, and they'll do a hedge or visualize Christ-white energy, different visualizations of work that they're putting that into. And they're sending that energy to there that's coming from this person. The person that you're with now is getting very, very wound because you've worked on all this energy and the heart chakra is balancing everybody. And like Ryan said, it's doing the balance. Very true. Now you're at the heart, or you're at the throat chakra, the blue. Ryan, you're sending in the blue chakra. Explain to everybody what your hands are doing and what you're doing as a healer as you're talking to this person and you're sending that blue energy.
Well, while I'm talking to them, I want to let them know that I'm doing. I'm sending them the blue energy to help their mind grow. I'm trying to make them understand that they're going to feel a little fuzzy. It's going to be not what they're used to, but to expect that they're going to get a hyper. They're going to get hyper. Because my energy is flowing through them, so they not only have their energy, they're getting mine mixed with them, and it's going to make them energetic.
And this is where Ryan earlier was talking about that. He's very much with this. We have proven this. A lot of you earlier, I heard a lot of ooh, and I saw hands go up from the New Age. When the person was hot, you would be sending in blue, and you'd be doing the blue is cooling, and Ryan just said that. He's putting that energy. You're both correct. Now, I got a thing with the New Age. If you send in the blue, than you do the Blu-ray, which is one of the greatest antiseptics in the world. You're sending in blue energy to someone who's red and irritable. Aren't you making purple? And we all know what purple does. This is where people get euphoric. This is where other energies turn in. When we're mixing the colors together, we're putting in the two together, and we'll talk about purple. Ryan, go ahead. Sorry. Ryan? Hello, that was... Yes, that was, I think, your brother on the other side talking. That was wild. Okay. Very true. Very true with the blue. And I think you've got some of the cutting out going into the phone. But what they're also telling is that, you know, the emotions, that works real well and it relieves some of the things of it. So, yes, it would work with the anger, which is true. So if someone was having aggression or doing energy, you would put blue around that. And I think the phone cut out, and I also felt something there, someone else talking to us. This is a color that a lot of people know with different chakras here. This is also works with the patient's honor. You know, it's a magical element. The people, you know, this is the cool part about. Now, this is metaphysical and really unique to me. If you think of blue in the world, everybody goes blue for boys, and they go pink for girls. But now think of this, and I'll explain something really cool and magical. What is the color of water? What is the color of sea? It is very blue. And what are those? Those are female. Those are femininity. Those are also with working with it. Blue is also protection, you know. And if you look at the energy of the female and the work of it, during sleep, you know, actual protection, a lot of the energies come out blue. Spiritual is blue. So, you know, I know a lot of people are going, okay, you know, this is where when you see a baby, this is one of the really cool diagnoses. You can tell someone really with an aura because they're looking and they're going, I see this baby and here's this vibrant blue girl. And people are going, huh? Well, you can also have a blue boy. You can have a blue spiritual. We all are different energies. So just for your reference, Ryan, you put the energy, Ryan's right on with what he said there. A person's doing the blue. All of a sudden, you know, if you have a problem here with the blue, they may be very disciplined. Strong career worker is good with this. Aversion, sometimes you have, you know, a clear, and they need to have, they don't have a clear direction sometimes. And you, you know, it's like they don't have all their things there with it. This will stimulate and get those to do it. So do put blue if they're lacking in this energy. One of the things is that this is also brings anti-itching. I've seen people work with this a lot. When someone's having skin problems or other things, you can focus blue around and they will physically feel better. Ryan, you've worked with this person. You've got them to the blue. We've done the strength. Now we go back to what they call the basement. You go right back down. Now, I know I'm going to have some of you healers get a hold of me, argue away your ways. Keep what you've got. If your teacher's taught you that it works well and he does it, but I'm just telling you what works for me. Go back with me. If you're working and listening to me in respect, I will respect in you. You go back to the basement. You go to the red. You go to the orange. You go right up through those chakras again. We all know. Then we turn around and we go past the blue as we hit up there this time, and it's okay. Ryan, you're working with the indigo. Everyone who knows, this is like the color of a new Levi's. This is really what we call the third eye. You're at that part of the body right there, and you're putting energy of the indigo there. A lot of people I know visualize a dark purple. This still also works. This also is going into the energy. Ryan, you're putting the energy into your client now. They've become also pretty, at this point, people become very lethargic or they become very different because their mind and they're working with it. So explain to me, Ryan, what you would be doing here working with this person's indigo.
I would not put too much energy into it because you don't want to open them up when they're not ready. But you put enough energy for them to understand that you have helped them, and that if then while you're in the third eye, you would talk to their guides and get guidance on what they wanted more energy in for to help them in the life path. Because it never hurts to talk to the spirit guide of the client because they know the best of what your client needs.
There's the key. There's exactly what, and there's very much an agreement. As you're working there with the indigo, you definitely talk to their guides. Of course, you're working with their guides all along, but this is where you sit down at the table of the metaphysical and you work together. Very good. You know, indigo is a great purifier of the bloodstream. It also benefits in mental problems. It also is a very good, not only purifying agent, but it also works with stimulating that third eye and controls that pineal gland at the back of the head. We all know where it is for your spiritual, and it also is a great assistance in dealing with ailments of the eyes and ears. So if you have a client, for example, who needs glasses or is working on some hearing problems, working with the indigo, putting that energy there is something that you can do for people and help them. One of the really great things that I notice when I'm having a really distraught day and my other senses have gotten there and working into it is I want you to put in some really strong work, and that is you put in the indigo, and you'll feel that strengthening, and you'll feel that energy really taking a balance. Ryan, you've got the person there. You've done all the work. You've got it, and you're going into it. Now we're going to the last chakra. We work for healing energy, unless you're doing 9 to bring a different vibration. We'll do 7, which most of us use. But the top crown chakra, which is purple, Ryan, explain to me, as you're sending energy and you're working with this person's purple, what are you going to feel from this by you're working with this person's crown chakra, and what are you going to do to prevent picking up stuff of theirs that is not really stuff they want to talk about today?
Well, you want to be careful because you're tuning into their private life. You don't want to withdraw from there. You just want to go into where they're open and comfortable. You want to make sure you're not opening doors that aren't meant to be opened, and you want to slowly not rush in there and try and give them answers and convince them. You want to work with the crown, and you want to make sure you're getting the knowledge that will help guide them and the knowledge that they need and they came for you for.
Very true. And very much on the energy of it. And what I love, what you just, Ryan, just very much put the energy there. You're working with that. This is very majestic, very protection, very much a dream state, very much in that. He's there to heal, not be. But this is a very taboo thing, and I'm going to say it, but they call it in your head or in your mind. It's something that people who are not of good quality, I'm going to say this word, and I know I'm going to get feedback. Do not go there with me. I'm very spiritual. I will tell you, it is not good. You cannot tell me that you're in somebody's head and you're doing good work, because it's like Ryan just said there. It's nobody's business. It's like there's what we call scanners, and that's somebody who, just like a scanner you see in a store, they scan people and they're in there. If the guides are telling you something, that's different. If you're sitting there deliberately scanning or getting inside someone's head, like Ryan was saying, to know their personal things, that's not good. So you do exactly what we're talking here. People will let things out of their own. If your guides are telling you something, they're to save you. Let's say this person's sending energy to you that's negative, and you start getting thoughts of theirs in your head. This person also is not only psychic, but this is where you need to really do those shields, because there are different types. We'll get into that a lot more as we get into psychic protection, vampires, and working with protection to make yourself a solid, positive individual in this. But we're going to take a few minutes music, Ryan. I thank you for tuning in tonight and helping me with this case, helping good old dad. Are you enjoying the weather? How is Kansas?
Oh, Kansas weather right now is pretty nice. It's like 75 degrees. This weekend we're supposed to get down to the 40s, so I'm not looking forward to that, but it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice right now. I'm outside in my shorts, so it's beautiful out, but we're getting ready to get that cold weather. The cold front's coming.
That's what I heard. I heard the East is getting it, and last night talking to our friend up in Maine, I welcome everybody that's tuning in. This is Psyche Skonmaw and Psyche Jethro, and we are discussing healing the old way of healing with healing colors. We also are going to be developing and working, I say developing, but putting together some of the new and the older. So stay tuned. Next Wednesday, it will be me and Dina working with some of her ways of it, and we've also got a lot of Reiki people doing symbologies. I will be talking symbology next week and some symbols of what you do to put on those chakras for not only protection, but to enhance. Ryan, don't go anywhere. Those of you who've tuned in, we thank you. I love all the positive tonight, realizing that we do something different. Instead of just readings, we're going to do a little bit. We're going to do one more time of a really nice song, and we're going to turn around and pick a really nice song, so relax and enjoy this for a few minutes. And we'll have ourselves here a little technical difficulty, so it may take a minute for the music to start, and we'll be right back with me and Ryan and continually helping and healing you on Psyche's Gone Wild.
How can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know. earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. Think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? Can you paint with all the colors?
Simply beautiful. And those of you listening in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psyche Jethro, and we're getting really intense. And we are a little wild, but tonight we're very serious. Ryan, we were in the point of discussion of working with the purple chakra. Now you've got your client there. They're working on the healing, and they've gotten all these energies. They're raised, they're balanced. What do we do at this point with this client? I know we'll kick them out the door, but no, before that. Hello, Ryan. We're going to go ahead and go on. I will answer that question. We're having a little bit of technical. What you will do with that client is you will also, at the point of the colors, then you will turn around and raise energy to put around them, lock those energies, because you don't want that client you still connected, because you've just connected with the energy. You want to surround and protect that client. You want to seal those off, put in a shielding. Visualize a gold energy coming down from the up above. Those of you who've taken my other classes, and we will get into this a little more with those of you who are planning to be going to Psychic Learning Connection with us, you will turn around and protect that energy, raise the vibration to a good point, and be sure that you've also got all of the other energy there, and that way nobody else is getting their energies mixed with each other. And then make sure that as you do this, that you finalize that, and all that energy that you have, you shed it off to get it away from you. One of the most phenomenal gifts, and this is something that we've learned through the years, is not only, like I said, the hedge or work that we work on, which I have sent to those of you who are taking the courses, but also a really good phenomenal thing is to not only walk it off, but to make sure and bring the strength. Sometimes the healer, if not careful, will get these attachments. It's just like a reader. You never want to have links or linked in. If you're not doing the complete shielding and the point of it, you're getting those links in together. And what we want to do is we want to complement. We always want to do the other energy of it. The excellent thing is we're going here, is we do this and you turn around and go into some other two, and it's like all of a sudden the other energy too is that you're putting in your other balance, and you've got that strength going there, and it's like all of a sudden you're doing the energy, the client's there. I want you to also always do this. We always give that thanks for the guide, but also before you do this other part, I want you also to make sure, because this is one of those times that we talk about alpha, beta, delta state, and mental psychology and strength of energy of it, because the energy has that same ability. I want you to also visualize that strength, and I want you to be able to thank those guides and do the work with them, because what you also put together is that you've also strengthened up and put a real strong energy towards helping this person. So you're going to hear or get things. These are vitally important for your client and you. Good example. I'm going to use an example I will use for confidential. I won't use names, but when I was working with and doing a lot of this with you guys who were reading and will be in my second book about me deciding if I which way I should also go with this path, because I went back to, should I be a psychic or should I be a healer? Should I be a psychic or should I be a healer? And my teacher really promoted with me, you need to sharpen your skill. Well, my skill was I was able, really, as you guys know at that point, to hear and see, but mostly see at that point. I was having some difficulty with what we call our windows and the guides, and I was really, really good with color. I could read color and phenomenal. Hear it, and that's just something we'll talk about in hearing and toning. We'll work with a lot. We talk about healing you, because you can use sound to really do the vibration of it. But the teacher was working with me, and as a long story short, the client that I had at the point was not having things work out real well. So what they also psychically did is they were having me look and see. So what I wanted to do was which choice. So I want you guys that are talking about the healing to realize there's where this is the really strongest for you. If you're sitting there and you're still, after you've done with this, still getting the flow, you're still doing the conduit, and you're still getting this, and you're ready to grab 5 or 10 or 15 more people there, then make sure that's where Ryan is, you know, going to talk. Ryan has always had this ability too, and he uses both, and for a lot of years we knew Ryan was a healer because it comes in the conduit energy. Ryan, what did we always teach you to do with that energy after you've worked all day, you've raised energy, all these clients are healed and working out, and they've went home, what do? Well, Ryan's not letting talk. I hope you guys can hear me. I'm going to continue on, and we've got happening is the guides want me to do this. So what we've also got here is what you will do is you will turn around and you will raise the vibration of your energy. You'll also turn around and start to listen to the guides, and like I said, the choice there to be made. This is really vitally important. I want you guys, you know, you're going to get my new book when it comes out. I know you are, because I just know you love me, and I love you guys to read it. But what I did, and what I came up with, this is my own example, is where the angel letters came from. Is I was sitting there, I had worked with the angels, I'd learned old school, and I was asking the angels to show me a sign. What did they want me to do? And I was using color to mirror it. And I told them, I said, okay, if I'm to be a healer, put on the green light. Put in the green light to me. Show me the green light, and the green light will be I'm a healer. If I'm to be a psychic reader, then hit me with violet, hit me with purple. And I said, if it's to be in between, if I'm to be a psychic healer, hit me with indigo. Show me with indigo, and that's what I'll be. If you want me to be a reverend, or you want me to be a man of power with this faith and only speak it, do it in blue, because that'll know. And I had this little system down, and I'm working on it, and I'm all excited. And my teacher would laugh, and he would tell me. He said, you know, you're not getting it. You're not understanding what they're trying to tell you. And he had a bad habit. You guys will hear this, and you know, he laughs of it. And we're all going to do a little prayer for him right now. His health's not so well. But what he would do was he would hang up the phone on me if I didn't have the right answer, and a lot of discipline. He will, you know, it was his word. If I did not do the class or did not do the teachings or the way he was going through it, he would hang up the phone. He would not talk, or he would just hang up on me until I got the right answer. I would call. He'd be like, hello, hello. And he'd be psychically just saying, have you got the right answer? And I would have pretty much a time limit to tell him, this is what I've got. Okay, this is the example. Here we are, and you guys, now you're in the scenario of this, and I'm here working on it, and I'm sitting here, and I'm going, I'm going to be a healer. I'm going to be a psychic. I'm going to be a healer. I'm going to be a psychic healer. I'm going to be a healer. And I'm making the man mad. I'm making myself sick. I'm going through this month after month. We'd been calling, and I would call him, you know, periodically. He would say, you know, hello. I go, hello. He'd psychically tell me, have you got the answer? And I would give him what I had. and he would hang up the phone. I would not have the right answer. First, I decided that I was going to take this, and the color, ironically, whenever they showed me my aura, I don't know if you guys can feel it out, you guys that are psychic, every time I looked, I would get straight white energy. I mean, white like the white of the energy that you see with the Holy Spirit of energy. And I'm not saying I am the Holy Spirit, obviously, but I'm just telling you the energy around me was very clear, white, clouded, white, positive energy. And I would go, okay. And I would pray, and I knew that I was very Christian and I was going to stay that way. If you guys have read my first book, there was some of that. I also know that I was to be, you know, this was to do. So I would come up with these things, and I would always, unfortunately, and this is a lesson I want you all to do, is to read with your heart. Go into your heart when you're doing this. The problem is that we all go into our heads. I would go mentally. I would find these answers. I would study. I would go out. And like I told you, this teacher also let me have books, a lot of books. And I will later go through and you know, add with different books that I had. Before this teacher, I did not have books. The teacher that I had before him, remember, told me, those books were great, put them down and out of the way. And she wanted it from there and taught me a really great way to do this. So those of you who know us with energy, he would take the books and we would go through books, and he would take, and I call him the big member club, because we would go, and he was of old school, so he bought all my books. This is something I really have a respect for him, and impressively, you know, those who know, who've ever been to a bookstore, about what we buy, because he was in the $500 club. He never left a bookstore without going over $500 for himself, and sometimes for me, sometimes a lot more than that. But one of the really excellent gifts is we'd get these things, we'd go through, and then, you know, he'd call. We periodically had ourselves a pretty well dead time. My time of it, I always called at this date, and I would say, this is what I've got. Okay, I'm going to be a healer because the guides told me this, and I'm feeling energy, and I've got this, and Raphael, and I would have energy, and he would hang up. And I would be upset, be mad, sometimes frustrated at him, and then I would go and sit down and work on it again. The reason that what was happening with the healing and what became the involvement of it and what was the real strength of it was, as we began to really do the work, what I learned was that this energy was white. It has it all. So, you know, there's no right or wrong ways with this stuff. There is wrong ways, like I said, with the color. You don't want to put red into someone who's getting healed with cancer. You want to put pink, because pink is unconditional and surrounds it. Red is growth, so is green. Now, you know, white energy has it all, and this is where we get into the conflicts of old school, new school. You know, if it's working and the higher spirit knows with you and they're saying it, but when you're doing the color energy, definitely we've had proof that these colors resonate. That's what you want to do. You want to work with it, you want to work with them. If a person's guide is telling you, I need yellow, and you're going, okay, this person isn't emotionally stirring. This person isn't odd energy. You know, yellow also, like we talked about, is to that chakra. What if this person has, and I say what if, but obviously the guide knows your body. If your body tells you it's craving something, usually, as we've all learned in nutrition, we need it. Your guides are the same way. We work on the same structure. They're saying, I need yellow. I'm telling you yellow. I'm getting yellow. I keep feeling yellow. You start working as we do there a little bit with the yellow, you realize this person may have ulcers. This person may have something physically in their stomach. I've had people through the years have a reading and not hear me. And I'm saying, the guys are telling me that you need blue. Blue is there. I'm feeling stressed. Oh, no, I haven't had a headache in a while. You know, I haven't had anything happening. Well, who said that was a headache in your neck? What I'm saying, and what I'm sending you blue energy, is what we just learned earlier as me and Ryan were going through the colors. Blue is the water and feminine energy. Maybe it's the balance there. So, you know, make sure that you're doing the different energies of it. I am looking here, and I've got one of our family and friends here on our list that we always say hi and welcome to and hoping to well. How are you, Amy?
I'm fabulous. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and we're having a little bit of wellness. We're waiting for our guest, and she's a little bit running on tonight. We're going to have her on the later part of the show. We got Elizabeth Cosmos, the writer of Amadeus, which means to love God, and a very phenomenal healer who's put together a lot of work in Michigan, and actually I'm in Grand Rapids, actually. And I'm really waiting for her, and we're kind of going through and talking about healing and chakras. And then you popped in. I'm like, cool, we've got one of our other teachers tonight. I want you to kind of explain a little bit to some of our new students and some of my students that I've got to tune in tonight. We're talking about working with healing energies. Amy, explain to people a little bit of how you do and what you do. We know you work with Reiki, and you're a very phenomenal, not only grief counselor, but just a very good person that helps others. Would you iterate a little bit on how you would heal somebody if they came to you and wanted healing energy?
Well, first of all, the most important thing to understand, and it's really hard for people, all of us, especially people who are new to this, that the healing energy is not coming from you. You are a conduit, and the healing energy is coming from the universe and coming from God. And because of that, everybody can be a healer. Now, Reiki is just one modality of really harnessing the energy that's available for all and focusing it on either a person, a situation, or a particular part of a person. But if you look at all of the different religions and look at different shamanic practices and things like that, you'll find that there's nothing really that unique about Reiki, the Pentecostal. I mean, I don't know what all the religions are, but it is common, the laying on of hands, and many people take the trek down to Brazil to see John of God, and it is all a healing energy that is just available for all of us. So, I mean, I think that that's really an important thing. That's like, oh, I healed her. No, you didn't. You participated. You participated. You took the leap of faith and had the confidence in yourself to be a conduit of that energy. But I think the most important thing for people to understand is that this is just universal energy and that we are all equally entitled to it. It flows through when the sun's shining, the sun's not shining. It's bigger than global warming. It's bigger than a snowstorm. It doesn't only go to red states, or it doesn't only go to blue states. And that's really, if we understand that, we can understand how by just disconnecting from our lower energies, where we're thinking about ourselves and our own survival, that we can heal anyone, we can participate in the healing of any situation or anyone. I think that it's very important for all of us and for anybody else who engages in any kind of healing work to understand that it's not coming from them. It's not magic. Not voodoo, it's not witchcraft, it's just universal energy. Now, the person I learned energy work from is a Reiki master and a massage therapist and a science fiction aficionado. And he's also a freaking goofball. He's the least likely person that I would ever, he's just like into, I hate Star Trek. Well, he is just, loves Star Trek, loves science fiction, talks in Battleship Galactica or whatever that thing's called, you know, lingo and things like that. But I have never seen anybody be able to, I've just never seen anyone have such, you know, and again, he's in my town, so I go and watch him do the work. A lot of this work we do over the phone and over the radio show, but it's very interesting to watch how it happens. When I am doing Reiki, and I do know that I have a powerful energy because I have seen what my power can do for good and I've seen what my power can do for not so good, I make sure that before I do anything that I am very, very grounded. And then I make sure that my own chakras are in line, and then I make sure that I'm sealed. Like I talk about this, where I shrink wrap myself so so that no negative energy can get in. And for me, it becomes a very visual experience. It's almost like, you know how when you're waiting for the iron to heat up or something, or your curling iron, and the light changes color when it's got sufficient heat or sufficient power. I see a white line. And that's how I know I'm connected. And if I don't see the white line, I know that something has distracted me or something has disconnected me. I make sure I get back in tune, because it is very easy in all of these types of practices to lapse into, I hate to call them theatrics because they're well-meaning, but, you know, you can get disconnected, distracted, whatever, but you can always just connect right back. So it's different for everybody. Some people are more tactile where they feel it. Some people are more visual where they see things. Some people, you know, everybody has a specific clair that is their most dominant one. But make sure, as you start to experiment with these things, be honest. It's not like a contest, like, oh, yeah, I got it. When you have it, you'll feel it or you'll see it. Make sure that you truly have. And when you disconnect, that's fine. Also, another important thing is when any kind of energy healing is done, you need to shut off the energy, or else you don't even know what's going on. It's like leaving the phone line open or something. And make sure that you brush off any negative energy that you might have absorbed during this exercise. So it's different for everybody. You know, I see the white light, and then I'll feel it in my fingertips. But and I'll be like, but it gets really tricky. So I'll be like, oh yeah, I got the white light, and then I'll be like, oh, I got the white light, I'm so cool. And then suddenly it's gone, because as soon as I say that I'm so cool part, I'm back in my ego, and my ego is blocking the universal energy. Well, any ego energy isn't going to do anything but look like a little costume party or a, you know, or a magic trick. And that is not what I want to do. And that is not what the universe needs. The universe does not need any more false illusions or snake oil salesmen, anything like that. It needs true, loving children of God, with open hearts, and be part of this.
Yeah, and you know what? And as we were going through this with those of you who were going in, we do very much with that. And through the years, I had quite a bit of laying on hands, and that is old school. I know that I can testify with different ones that we've had with it, and that's the thing you want to make sure and do. You want to have people and clients that can tell you that. I can tell you guys, you know, the Reiki person that healed me did very phenomenal. I can tell you the people that I've healed with it who've went back, and that's where, you know, when you go and you have a person that's going in and they're telling you that they're healing with it, they've got it. We're going to do a little more of the color. I know a lot of you guys are writing on tonight. Is a little more. We're giving our guest a little more time. And I'm getting a feeling with her, because I am psychic, that we may have a problem because of the phone. If she can't get in because our phones are being locked tonight, I do ask all of you guys, you know, just to hang on. And what we'll do, as we found out with Richard Harvey, we'll have another day, another time. Richard went on in one of our best, longest, strongest shows was those of you who knew that Tuesday. Just know to look in our archives, and we will have Elizabeth on. It's just what's happening is our phones, and at this time of night at 8 p.m., is they're locking. And so we've got a lot of calls in. Her number's not come up, and I feel that she will get through when it's the right time. If it's not tonight, it'll be another time. We're going to do a little bit here, and I want to go ahead with you guys and work a little bit. When we were working on the colors with me and Ryan and the chakra energies, we're going to go up into the eighth chakra. Now, this is something that I've worked with a lot of different individuals on, and I want to talk about this a little bit, because this is where we have a lot of old school and no school, and people will argue this is the color. It is above the crown chakra. It is there in energy, and it's, you know, those of you seeing the aura camera, the Curring camera, whatever you want to call it, it's still there. They used to work with those cameras to work with in Russia and different places to prove. The really excellent part about the pink is, you know, it is, you know, everyone says that it's mostly female and it does this with it. It's also one of those energies that really works strong with it, obviously, to, you know, bring you in contact with your feelings. One thing I really like with it is when you're working with someone who's distant or out, it brings in brotherhood. You can put pink and visualize around a person. You can also sense and work with them not only towards humanity, but this is really good, especially in marriage with people, to work with their relationships, to do it too, you know, and, you know, you can also be able to go into working with some other energies there. I always, like I said, I work with a lot of pink because it is above, it does the energy, and it works really well with someone who has something that is growing or working energy. You want to put that in. Working with love and passion, you also use copper and bronze is a really good color to do that. Career and promotions, yes, they do work, but you also, for positive relationships and love, copper works there. I have a lot of people that, you know, when we're talking about colors and working with this, projecting, and like Amy said there very clearly, our faith, and it is the higher power doing it through us. We as a vessel are we're doing this, you know. You know, and it's like I go through the energies of it, and I like the fact that, you know, we get documentation and we get people coming in, and that's what you want to have. Like Amy was just saying, you want to be able to unhook and all of the things we put in here. We have had a really good experience that we're going to be bringing in some more symbology. We have got a little, you know, here on time, we're looking at, we're probably going to give a few more minutes for our guests, and then we're going to call it a good night. But I just love the fact that all of you guys have been putting into the promotions. Tomorrow night, it'll be me and Amy. We'll be giving away another one of those Christmas baskets. And those of you who haven't seen the chip-in button, please do us a favor to continue on. For December, we'd like to continue and do it. We've got November covered, but we are asking just for a little bit from each of you that can do just for shipping, if you get a chance. You've got a chip-in button out there. You can chip in a couple dollars or whatever you can afford. You'll see it on there. If you go into psychicsgonewild.com, I had a person yesterday let me know that they put a couple dollars in that way. You know, they can go in there, or they can go on jethrosmith.net. Just get it somewhere here where we can do it for the shipping so we can send out more. But what we've got excellent, and we will be giving away tomorrow night, is we're going to be giving away the book of Elizabeth Cosmo, and that's the book Amadeus. And Amadeus is about working with the healing and the abilities of healing with the sacred energy of the universe. Obviously, this was a night that we've got this subject going, and we will, you know, work with this. I know all of you guys are doing. I will see what I can do. And, you know, we've had so many different ones coming in. We've got other guests that we're welcoming with this, and we're just looking forward to having this together. Obviously, with the weather and some of the things we've had, sometimes, you know, outside things get in it. We've also got Dr. Georgina Cannon, an award-winning consulting clinical hypnosis coming on, and she will be with us the 17th of this month, and she will be discussing with us her topic on inner lives and past lives. Phenomenal stuff here. You know, a person, very gifted person from Canada, and working with us on with, you know, what she's got happening, and with Dr. Georgina Cannon, we can't wait. We have also been working with and trying to get everyone to give us your other opinions. We got more stuff coming with Psychic Learning Connection. That will be a place that each and every one of us are going to be putting out different pieces. I do welcome with some of you that are taking my classes. That's why this tonight we did some of this too. It's a good way to have and listen to this with the radio. Also, it's a really good way that those with the class is we're going to be putting Psychic Learning Connection in those classes. So those who've taken the class through me, I can, you know, I send you that. We have a thing. We're coming up into some of you that are graduating tonight, and it's going to be really fun that we're going to continue on with other courses and take on some other stuff. And I want to welcome all of you who have been heightening and working with that sense and ability. Those of you who did the toting, the three-part in my class is when you get done, you've got to have those senses up. We do have some really phenomenal students I'm going to honorably mention here next week as we have some graduations coming out. I do have a really excellent ratio, and I have about three other students that I've had from years back. One is up reading on the coast, one is reading in the Rocky Mountains, and another one is reading in Colorado Rocky Mountains. So I should say both Rocky Mountains. But what I want to do is I want to show you guys how, and this is where the experience of the years of training and teaching. The one thing that we all have and we do is, as my belief is, that inner ability. What I love is that what we're here to do on Psychics Gone Wild and the Psychic Learning Connection is to bring your spirituality and heighten it up. And you know, we always have a light work here, and that's what we will continually do. And I do thank all of you who put in your positive input and negative input on what we had going on for a couple weeks. And what I love about that is that we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue bringing in variety, and we're going to continue with less of the mini readings. If you really want a reading, go on www.jethrosmith.net or go on KC Kelly Birth Cards at Gmail, or go on Aurora Rose, and you know our sponsors, Pamela Cummings, you know, and we welcome that with you guys. We're going to be doing some more with it because you guys asked for and wanted variety. We want variety, because if you listen in to our show and it's always just reading, you know, it's nice to know how we do it. I've had some very good compliments. I thank you guys for that. I also think we'll continue to do that. It's not by any means anything with any of our gift. What it is we're just adding to it. Please let us know what other opinion you have and what you'd also like to have on the show, because this is our show. We all put it together. Having some real positive, real quick work here. Remember when we were talking about raising energy, never raise this color energy without the person's permission. And these, all the things that we were given to you tonight are things to try at home, only in a positive sense. And as Amy was saying, only with the permission and knowing that you're the vessel, the higher power does this. This is not something to use. I do know that there is bad repercussions for using healing, sending energy for others. You know, the old way is if a healer is using their ability in light, if they don't, they lose your gift. If you abuse it, you lose it. And this is one of those conditions. Amy, can you reiterate a little bit for those who are learning protections and how to use this? What would be your advice if somebody wanted to use this to harm someone?
Well, I mean, okay. A lot of times in this group, I don't know exactly what callers are on the line, but I know Dan's here. I know, you know, on our Friday night show, we talk about this. And I know many of us who are Christian have had pause with what the Bible says about mediumship and things like that. And I honestly believe that is what they were warned against. If you are using something to harm someone, it's probably because they have done something. You perceive that they've done something, some sort of payback or something like that. You're now using this special gift of God, who is nothing but love, as a weapon of mass destruction. Then, in my mind, is tantamount to the people who, you know, that church that goes to those funerals of the veterans and says those vile things, or someone who holds up the Bible and calls someone some derogatory term because of their sexual identity or some sort of lifestyle choice or things like that. You know, this is of God, and it is of love. It is not a manipulation. It is not to control someone. If you want to control someone, you know, if you're going to be using it to control someone, you know, it's similar to that. It's similar to the people who drop Mickeys in, you know, in women's cocktails at a lounge. You know, we are not here to control other people. So I just think it's very important, as, you know, this is not witchcraft. You know, there might be people who practice witchcraft and they know how to whip up little concoctions and do this and do that. I don't know anything about it. I know that is not what I want in my life. This is about you as a child of God being a channel. You know, when they're you're being a channel of God's love. You're a vehicle for God's love. This is to, you know, this is not to you know, this is not to get fame and fortune. You know, we've talked about it when Glenn was on about the about The Secret and the laws of manifestation. All of this stuff can be used for evil and to harm other people. It can also be used in the name of greed. Examine your motive. Examine your motive behind the motive, because the stuff is powerful. And if you are using it for improper motives, it will backfire, and you will be harmed, because there are basic universal truths, and one of them is cause and effect. And so this isn't a threat or anything like that. It's just important to, you know, understand this isn't like little girls sitting down in the basement playing with a Ouija board or, you know, reenacting The Craft or some movie they saw on TV. This is very real, and it needs to be treated. It needs to be treated with respect. The other day, Jethro and I were having a conversation, and you know, these things become more and more popular. You know, all spirituality and upshift and raising the energy and things like that. More and more people become exposed to these things and become introduced to these things. There's more and more people. You can't just assume that because everyone is using the same language, light and love and all this stuff, that they have the same belief system and are, you know, so be very careful. Treat this as a sacred, sacred manifestation of the power of God. And use it just for the highest, use it just for its highest good. And if you get in a situation where you're not comfortable with the energy, you're not familiar with what people are doing, and it's rubbing you the wrong way, you know, trust your gut, because you've got a great big yellow chakra there that's going to give you signs. Walk away from it. Even if maybe it's okay, but you just don't know what it is, walk away from it until you do indeed know what it is, and it is within your comfort system and your belief system. Again, these aren't like fads, or you know, or this is not a hobby. It's a manifestation of God's love.
I want to thank every guest, and you know, those of you who are coming in at the last, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. We want to thank everybody. Unfortunately, we will have our guests on a later time. This is me and Amy. Tomorrow night, tune in live, 8 p.m. Remember, as we were just saying, I want to quickly go through some of the topics that are coming up is topics on numerology, ghosts, metaphysical, bringing in your own guide. Are you talking to that person on the other side? How do you prove it? Is mirror magic okay? These are some of the new and fascinating topics that we will bring in you on Psyche's Gone Wild. Learning, like we just said there, always, as we all do, advocate white protections. One thing I want to quickly say before we go off, you guys, we're going off the air in a few minutes. Please remember to get your Christmas baskets. I keep telling everybody to go into PsycheGoneWild.com, put in that ad. You can put in one, hello, remember me. Tip your wait staff kindly, as we call it here. Our restaurant's getting ready to close. Thank you, Amy, for coming in. Thank you, Ryan. Those of you who did the healing
on here. See everybody tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Amy. We love it. We guys have tuned in. Remember, we're going to get cut out. Always does it. Just remember that those healing exercises we did tonight, me and Ryan went through, we welcome any input on it. I do know there's always another way. I ask politely if you leave the things you learn at the door, and then I will do the same to you in respect for listening. There's no sense in arguing if there's old school, new school, or school. If it works and it's light and it's work, that's what I'm doing. So I can learn from you. You can learn from me. I do welcome emails, but I got to caution you, if you send me tons and tons of text and email, I will delete you off of there. I can't do it. This is where I help many people. We know who you are. Please stop doing that. So just to make sure everyone knows, blessings to all of you, and see you tomorrow night on Psyche's Gone Wild.